Glory to Jesus Christ. For sure, it is difficult for us to find a reason why the invited guests refused to come to the large dinner. The excuses they gave are not that serious. They look more like failed, pathetic excuses. But what led these people to make excuses like this? One reason may be indifference. They were not interested in a dinner. They were not interested in accepting the invitation. They were not interested in deepening their friendship with the master of the house. Or it could be that they made their excuses because they were so wrapped up in the anxieties of the world that they were unable to even process the very simple idea that their friend is calling them to rest, to refocus. Silly, silly excuses. One has to go inspect his field. What? Will the dirt not be there tomorrow? Will it somehow disappear? Or the oxen, will they not be there tomorrow? Or wife, won't she be there with you during the dinner? See, Christ gives us these examples to reflect on them, not whether we have fields or oxen, but rather whether we make these silly excuses within us and within our life. Many people do not know God because they are not interested in accepting His invitation. They are not interested in getting to know Him better, deepening His relationship on a more intimate level. We are stuck in this minimalist kind of thinking. I went through the catechism. I went through the ECF, which is our Eastern Christian formation for children. I work at church. I go every Sunday to church. I go to confession maybe once a year. I'll be okay. This kind of thinking is very dangerous. It is like gambling with our own salvation. There are 365 days in a year and only 52 Sundays in a year. Is that all we are willing to give to our God? God who gives us breath at every second of our life, every single day? What about the rest 313 days? Should not they be this dedicated to God also? If they're sanctified to God, then good. Thank God. But if they are not, then what kind of excuses are we making in our life? In the book of Acts, in the epistles, we hear St. Paul say that God Himself gives to all men life and breath and everything. And He made from one every nation of men to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel after Him and find Him. Yet He is not far from each one of us. None of us can argue differently, because God has arranged many times in our life an invitation of encouragement in faith and deeper relationship with Him. But it is up to us to feel after Him and find God. And we won't find Him if we make these silly excuses. It is very, very easy to make excuses and fall off the path to salvation. Whether we are indifferent or anxious, we have to recenter ourselves and see what it is that is causing us to make these excuses. It is a very painful process, especially when we have a routine or when we like to do certain things within our life. But if you are serious about our salvation, or if you are just thinking about starting to go on the path to salvation, then we have to go through this painful process of eliminating things or even people out of our life. So the path is clearer. So the decisions are wiser. This painful process is necessary. Christ tells us in the gospel, no servant can serve two masters. And we are the servants. When we are dunked in the baptismal font, we'll become his slaves and his servants at the same time. We don't have our own will at that moment, unless we choose to go against God. Our will should be his will. And that should be our compass that leads us in our life. And there are many ways how we can serve God. No servant can have two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. Christ says you cannot serve God and mammon. We have to choose daily whether we want to serve God or to make excuses. There are many ways how we can serve God, and that will be for another homily. But basics are doing our morning and evening prayers, reading the scriptures daily. Church gives us a calendar where every box has readings of New Testament and the gospel of that day. And those words should be life to us. They should be the words that guide our life throughout our day. And the next day it repeats. New words, new commandments to follow, something new that we can put in our life, or examining our conscience daily. Many times, unfortunately, as a priest, you go to hospital to see a person dying, and they are not ready to confess. It's a very sad moment, because they have nothing to say, and yet they know they want to confess, but they don't know what. That's why this daily practice of examining our conscience, seeing the things that we have done wrong, that we have done wrong against God, should be on our mind every evening. And if we have a forgetful mind like I do, we write them down. And then we take the list and we confess it. These are the things that should be our number one priority in our life. Everything else in the world will be there the next day or day after. I was working for a car company, and my first years I had to quit because of school, but you felt invincible. You know, I was one of the best cleaners of the cars, one of the best detailers, so I was like, they're not gonna fire me, or I'm irreplaceable. Not even half day, they already had a replacement for me. And it works the same in the whole world. But we have only one life. We have only one life, and we can choose whether we want to spend this life with God, following his commandments, or not. When we wake up and we get on with our day without praying, without meditating on the scriptures, then almost always, 99% of the time, God is forgotten. And then we worry, and then we say, well, this day was terrible. I was angry. I was attacked. Of course. When we walk away from God, we are exposed. We are not protected by the guardian angel, by Him. And then we wonder why our days are miserable. So let us not forget God. If we are indifferent, then let us be indifferent towards the world. If we have anxiety, then let us run to God, who gives us peace in abundance. Even in the worst times of our life, when we turn to Him, He's there. So let us not make excuses anymore. Let us be these strong, as we hear in the baptism, strong soldiers of Christ who are against the world and with Him. Glory to Jesus Christ.